With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. 31 premature babies among hundreds of patients evacuated from the largest hospital in Gaza. The Israelis are offering what they say is more evidence that El Shifa Hospital was used as a terrorist base. Israel's military accusing Hamas terrorists of murdering one of the Israeli soldiers they captured.
The army has released more detail about what they say happened to her. They say that she was being held by Hamas, that her Hamas captor was killed in an airstrike, and that she was wounded in that airstrike but did not suffer life-threatening injuries, but was subsequently killed by Hamas. Now, again, we have no verification for any of these details, but what's very clear is that Israel is trying to make the strongest case possible and the most public case before the eyes of the international community to bolster its claims about the Hamas presence at the hospital.
The BBC's Orla Guerin. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump winning the endorsement of Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who says we need a president who's going to secure the border. Appearing with the governor during a weekend visit to a border town, Mr. Trump said the Biden administration has been a disaster.
Usually there'll be an administration that there's something positive happens, something good happens, is nothing good happened. The economy is no good. The inflation is the worst ever. We were energy independent just 3 years ago. We were soon going to be energy dominant.
But no more, says Mr. Trump, who's asking Americans if they're better off now than they were during his tenure. Tributes pouring in for Rosalynn Carter. The former First Lady died yesterday afternoon at home in Plains, Georgia, the age of 96. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 16 points higher. This is SRN News. A California counseling service unveils a controversial new program.
San Francisco-based Outlet has set up an online forum where young people can come together to discuss homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual topics. That might be concerning enough, but the program is open to anyone from the ages of 14 to 25. Some parents' groups are reacting with alarm, pointing out it is potentially dangerous to have children discussing sexuality with adult strangers online. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The roughly 300 Christian homeless shelters that make up Citygate Network are preparing to make Thanksgiving special for those who have no home to go to. All of the missions are putting together their traditional meals, but some are stepping outside their four walls. Ventura County Rescue Mission in California is hitting the streets with a goal of delivering 2,000 Thanksgiving Day meals. This is SRN News. More Americans are chowing down on seafood from a can, a trend due at least in part to pandemic-inspired culinary trends.
Canned mackerel, sardines, and squid gaining in popularity when Americans were stuck at home. Since then, the U.S. market has expanded, fueled by social media influencers touting the benefits of the high-powered protein food in brightly colored metal containers. U.S. canned seafood industry dollar sales growing from $2.3 billion in 2018 to more than $2.7 billion so far this year. Jason Walker reporting.
A federal appeals court will hear arguments today on whether to reinstate a gag order against former President Trump, an order that Mr. Trump's attorneys say is an unconstitutional assault on their clients' free speech rights. More details, SRNnews.com.